The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, you may have seen this proposal from Sinn Féin. They have called for an increase in the social welfare rates and the dole of 50 euro a week, 50 quid. Now, I'm loath to give that figure too much attention because it would represent about a 25% increase, which is cloud cuckoo land stuff. And I would suspect Sinn Féin know this, which is why there is not a single Sinn Féin TD available today to defend it. But we do know that welfare rates are going to increase in the budget. The government have told us that the 5 euro across the board, that is often the case, is probably not going to be enough given the times we live in and the cost of living crisis and the winter of discontent that many are facing, particularly the hardest hit in society financially. So what is enough? How much should the welfare rates increase this winter? Tricia Keelty is the head of social justice for St. Vincent de Paul. Tricia, what is the position of St. Vincent de Paul? How much do you think rates need to go up by?
Good evening, Kieran. So in our pre-budget submission, we're calling for a 20 euro increase in core social welfare rates and additional increases for children over and under 12. And that's based on projected inflation for the rest of 2022 and 2023, which sees it running at almost 11% for people on the lowest incomes. So for people just to stand still, we need at least a 17 euro increase. And to address some of the poverty and inadequacy that people are already experiencing prior to this cost of living increase, we need to go beyond that. So our call is also that we start to benchmark our social welfare rates against the cost of a minimum standard of living, and that lifts people above the poverty line as well as addressing the short-term cost of living pressures that people are faced with at the moment.
And when we are looking ahead to the winter, when times are really going to get tough, who are the people you're most worried about, Tricia?
So it's a whole range of people. We've had a very busy year so far, lots of people requesting help. Up to the end of June, we'd almost 80,000 calls for help from people who are struggling, people who are in work, out of work. Lone parents in particular are struggling. They have very, very high rates of poverty. Of course, child poverty is a huge area of concern for us. Older people living alone going into winter are going to be very worried. And then people in receipt of disability payments, people who have illnesses, who are unable to work as well, who are on inadequate payments, are really going to struggle this winter unless the budget delivers the kind of increases that are going to be needed to protect people.
And when like, I know it's often difficult to decipher what exactly is going to happen around budget time. Different kites are flown at different times. But when you look at the mood music from government, are you confident that they are going to target measures at those most in need?
We hope so. And you know, we'll continue to advocate for that. And it's really important that, you know, they are very targeted, using evidence, using data to see where the most need is. We know that people on low and fixed incomes have been hit hardest by the cost of living crisis. So it's so important that we're using our social protection system to get resources to people. And at the same time, investing in services like education, like childcare, and like housing to reduce those out-of-pocket expenses that everybody's faced with at the moment. That's so important. You know, for example, we could deliver genuinely free primary and secondary education for a very, very small cost of the overall education budget. And that would make a massive difference to parents because we'd already get those calls now at the moment from parents who are really worried about back to school time.
Do you think, and again, this is a difficult question to answer, Tricia, but do you think the penny has dropped with people as to just how tight things are going to get this winter?
I think so. And I think, you know, everybody's feeling it, but people really, you know, over last winter was very difficult for many people, particularly coming up to Christmas time. Then through January and February was very difficult. Now, the measures that were delivered in March time, for example, the extension of the fuel allowance did help. So I think, you know, those types of measures are needed, but it's really important that we target rather than giving one-off universal payments to everyone. We really need to ensure that we're using the social welfare system and ensuring at the same time it's adequate, because we know that people need certainty and we need to look to other countries that actually index link the social protection system. We don't do that. So every year it's left the budget cycle to determine that, which can be very difficult for people who are trying to plan.
Sarah Singleton is with us as well, a senior researcher for the social inclusion for TASC, the think tank for action on social change. Sarah, I mean, what is your assessment of what the government need to do from a kind of a financial management point of view in the budget? They obviously have a kind of limited resources. We know, and Tricia has explained it very clearly there, that it is those on the kind of the lower income brackets who feel most acutely the cost of living crisis. Yet the kind of political temptation will be there to make some sort of payments universal, or rather that everybody feels some sort of boost come budget time.
Yes, so very much to agree with Tricia on the kind of the increase in social welfare is needed. I think TASC have a very similar figure in a report we released in May about inequality in Ireland, to have that social welfare figure linked to the industrial wage and linked to inflation. As well as that, though, we do need a lot of spending on public services. There must be a much more coherent and comprehensive state policy on tackling inequality. We're going to see a lot more people struggling as we get into winter as time goes on. So that coherent state policy would really include things like bigger spending on childcare, investment in social housing, transport infrastructure as well, and primary healthcare. So these things really have a knock-on effect on everyone. And that's not to disparage the like, huge role that social welfare has had on reducing inequality in Ireland over the last 25 years. But there is like a really whole state longer-term approach that has to be taken, which needs investment in a lot of different areas.
And if there was a government representative here, they'd say, listen, we're doing those things. You know, we have invested in childcare more than any previous government. We plan to increase the investment this coming election. Is it your contention that the investment is not yet where it should be in those areas, or rather that it's a bigger problem? There's not a kind of a coherent approach across government when it comes to public spending on public services.
Yeah, it is that there is a lack of kind of a coherent response that goes across different government departments to issues related to poverty and inequality. One even example of this would be, say, transport, about people being able to actually get to the services that they're entitled to in the country. So that's a kind of knock-on effect. All these things are very interlinked into poverty and inequality that need kind of government spending overall, and kind of an oversight of that as well, and a very kind of long-term view of those things.
Linda from Meads, after getting in touch on 53106, social welfare rates should go up by 20 quid a week. However, I think disability allowance and carers' rates should be raised by 50 euro, because those on disability can't work in a lot of situations, even if they wanted to. And to give them the same as those who can work is totally unfair. Carers also struggle to get by on what they get. A carer provides invaluable service and in most cases saves the government from having to pay and supply the care needed. Just my opinion, but something needs to change. Linda, thank you for the text. Thank you to Sarah Singleton from TASC and to Tricia Keel from the St. Vincent de Paul. Stay with us here on the Hard Shoulder after the break. More reaction to the suggestion made earlier on this show that Dublin is indeed a dirty old town.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.